I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. High-profile vehicles are allowed to travel Interstate 25 again after high winds yesterday forced the Colorado Department of Transportation to bar them from the route between Monument and the New Mexico state line. CDOT says as of mid-afternoon yesterday, there had been 16 semi-trucks blown over on I-25. The agency lifted the restriction just after 7:30 last night. High winds are still expected today, though portions of southern Colorado are under a watch rather than a warning. Interstates in Colorado, Utah, and Nevada could soon have charging stations for electric vehicles. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky has more.
The governors of those states announced they'll work together over the coming year to make plans for a charging network. Maria Eisman is a transportation policy analyst for the Colorado Energy Office. She says most electric vehicle users return home to charge their cars at night. These stations would enable travel over greater distances.
Instead of doing your typical day trips, if you wanted to do long-distance travel down an interstate, having these charging stations would eliminate that range anxiety.
Interstates 70, 76, and 25 in Colorado are expected to be parts of the network. There's no timeline yet for when the stations will be installed. There are currently about 8,000 electric vehicles in the state, according to the governor's office. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.